Hello and welcome to episode 18 of the Doctor Who podcast 2.0. I'm your host, Luke Manning. Well, first let me go through some of my personal news. This weekend, I was sitting on my bed, searching through my computer on my Doctor Who geeky sites. And I get up, laptop straight in the middle of the bed, and I trip over the lid and the laptop falls. And sort of the hinge breaks off. Now, thankfully, it still works, but one of the hinges is broken off, so I'm going to have to get that fixed somehow. Now, coming up for you on the show today, we bring you the latest Doctor Who news, and we also bring you a review of the Invasion DVD. So, without further ado, here is your latest Doctor Who news. This week in Doctor Who news, Survival DVD details, the double disc release for the final McCoy adventure. BBC DVD / To Entertain have announced full story details of the DVD of Survival, the final story of the original Doctor Who series. Survival is also the 40th classic Doctor Who DVD release. The two-disc release will feature, on disc 1, episodes presented with original stereo audio, plus new 5.1 surround sound mix by Mark Ayres. Main commentary within by Sylvester McCoy, Sophie Aldred, and script editor Andrew Cartmell. Second commentary for episode 3 only, with fan commentary from the winners of a recent Doctor Who magazine composition, Catflap, a two-part documentary covering the making of Survival. Part 1 covers the setup and pre-production. Part 2 covers shooting and post-production, with Sylvester McCoy, Sophie Aldred, Lisa Bowerman, Will Barton, Sakuntala Ramani, and Aldell Silva. Script editor Andrew Cartmell, director Alan Waring, visual effects assistant Mike Tucker, composer Dominic Glynn, and costumes designer Ken True, narrated by Paul Ewing. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing these names wrong. Deleted and extended scenes, materials from the first edit of the story that didn't make it to the final cut, plus comparisons of some of the scenes before and after the video effects were added. Outtakes and comedy moments from the production of the story. Continuities and trailers from the original BBC One's transmission. Photo gallery, a production and behind-the-scenes stills from the making of the story. Isolated score, an option to view the story with synchronized isolated music. Radio Times listing in Adobe PDF format for viewing on a PC or Mac. Program subtitles and subtitle production notes. On disc 2, Endgame. Why was Doctor Who cancelled at the end of season 26? What might have been in store for the Doctor and Ace if the series had continued into season 27? With Sylvester McCoy and Sophie Aldred, script editor Andrew Cartmell, writers Ben Aronovich and Colin Brake, BBC head of drama series Peter Cregan, composer Mark Ayres, and visual effects designer Mike Tucker, narrated by Paul Ewing. Search Out Science, a schools program featuring the Doctor and Ace with Stephen Johnson and K-9. Little Girl Lost, a retrospective look at the development of Sophie Eldred's character, Ace, from her first story, Dragonfire, through to their last, Survival. This was originally planned for the Ghostlight DVD release, but was cancelled due to lack of space. This special features Sophie Aldred, creator Ian Briggs, and script editor Andrew Cartmell. And finally, Destiny of the Doctors, Anthony Ainley's last appearance as the Master, in these links from the 1997 computer game. More Doctor Who news now. The Gunfighters, the classic series adventure, is coming to CD soon. The TARDIS lands in the Wild West in the latest release from BBC Audiobooks, starring William Hartnell with the linking narration by Peter Purves. The gunfighter sees the First Doctor visit Tombstone with a toothache, only to find himself caught up in the most famous shootout in history. Bonus material includes an interview with Peter Purves, who recalls the making of the television episodes, and a special 10-minute music segment featuring the original recordings of Linda Barron singing The Ballad of the Last Chance Saloon from the story. This is the first time these recordings have been released, and we hope you'll be gathering around your pianos to sing along. Future releases include The Dominators in May and Volume 4 of Doctor Who at the BBC in September. The Gunfighters is released on February the 5th, 2007. And now let's go over and bring you a review of The Invasion. The punishing schedule on Season 5 of Doctor Who had taken its toll both on the cast and the production team. Patrick Troughton had announced his intention to move on, and both Fraser Hines and Wendy Padbury decided they would be leaving at the same time. It was clear that a radical rethink was required if the programme was to survive into the next decade. Script editor Derek Sherwin had joined the series to work on The Web of Fear and return to themes that had proved successful in that story, reworking a Cyberman story submitted by Kit Pedler in a bold experiment, making use of extensive location work and instantly recognisable London landmarks. The Invasion is a contemporary tale that takes the peril onto the viewer's doorstep. The idea of mankind versus alien invaders is realized through the introduction of UNIT, creating opportunities for dynamic action sequences and a sense of global scale previously unseen in the series. Douglas Canfield's direction adds to the sense of realism, and the story is further enhanced by an outstanding cinematic score by Don Harper. As a result, The Invasion is a standout achievement in Season 6 and proved to be a robust and successful template that would shape the entire Pertwee era, ensuring that Doctor Who met the challenge of the 1970s and coloured television with a fresh, new format. I recently got the DVD to The Invasion and watched all 8 episodes plus the special features. This is the oldest Doctor Who DVD that I own, and I must say it's fantastic. It's fantastic for its time, and it's probably one of my favourite stories, actually. Now, on the DVD is some commentary by Fraser Hines, Wendy Padbury, Nicholas Courtney, Chris D'Oyly, John, Steve Maher, James Goss, and Mark Ayres. Now, there are a few special features on this 2-DVD disc. Flash Frames is a featurette about the creation of the animated episodes, including interviews with the team at Crossgrove Hall. And in case you didn't know, in The Invasion, only episodes 2 and 3, 5, 6, 7, and 8 are in the BBC archives, which means in order to release it completely, they either had to have just audio for episodes 1 and 4, or they decided to use Cosgrove Hall to animate episodes 1 and 4, and it turned out very good. In Love Off Air, an affectionate tribute to the people who dedicated enough to capture the soundtracks of Doctor Who throughout the 1960s, in the days before video recorders, includes interviews with fans who recorded Doctor Who off air, and with Mark Ayres, who remastered these soundtracks for the new animation. There are 2 animated trailers for The Invasion. Character Design, a short featurette showcasing Steve Maher's character design drawings and tests for the animated episodes. Evolution of The Invasion. The cast and crew recall the making of The Invasion. This documentary features contributions from actors Wendy Padbury, Fraser Hines, Nicholas Courtney, Kevin Stoney, Sally Faulkner, Peter Halliday, Edward Burnham, and Ian Fairbairn, plus script editor Terence Dix and production assistant Chris D'Oyly John. We have some VHS links from Nicholas Courtney's links to camera from the BBC Video 1993 VHS release of The Invasion. And of course there is a photo gallery and production subtitles. So be sure to go out and buy The Invasion because it's a very good DVD. And on the next show, we're going to be reviewing the Colin Baker story, The Mark of the Rani. So stay tuned for that on the next show. And until then, I'm Luke, and I'll see ya.